Shabbos. Perek Yud Dalet, Mishnah Gimel. Ein Oichlin Ezov Yavon B'Shabbos. One is not allowed to eat Greek hyssop on Shabbos. The Rav explains that this is a type of hyssop that would grow between thorns and it would kill worms in the stomach, like tapeworms, I guess. And the reason one's not allowed to eat it is because on Shabbos, one is not allowed to do refuah on Shabbos. We're not talking about the Mefarshim explain if a person's really sick that he has to go lie down, that, is a chelus, that it's kol gufo. Rather, it's mixus gufo. He's a cholo mixus gufo. He's not sick that he has to fall down into bed. And therefore, these things are usher because of gzeira that he's going to crush spices to make into refuah. So why can't he eat Greek hyssop on Shabbos? Lefisha ain't a meichel briyim, because this is not the food that normal healthy people eat, and therefore it's going to be obvious that he's eating it for refuah. However, the Mishnah says, Aval ochel hu es yo ezer, but he is allowed to eat maiden hair. Now this is a type of plant, there should be a picture below. Now what this would do is that it would kill worms in the liver, but the reason he's allowed to eat this is because healthy people also eat this stuff. Veshosa abuvroa, and he's also allowed to drink liverwort, that's abuvroa. This is a type of tree that grows by itself. There's no branches. And the Rav says it's good for a person that if he would drink my megulim, so this would be a refuah for him. But since normal people would drink this too, he's allowed to drink it. As the Mishnah now says, kol ochel oichel adam lerefuah. All types of food, a person is able to eat it, even if he has kavana for refuah. V'chol ha-mashkin shosa, and all drinks he's allowed to drink, because even though you're eating it for refuah and drinking it for refuah, the klal is as if that normal people would eat this not for refuah, they would eat it normally, and they would just drink it normally because they like it or whatever, then even if you would eat it for refuah, it's still mutter. Chutz made the kolam v'kosi karm, except for made the kolam, so this is water from palm trees. Now, we're specifically talking about two palm trees that were in Eretz Yisrael, the Rav explains, between them was a spring. And if a person would drink this water, it would loosen up his bowels. Depending on how many times he drank it, it would loosen up more and more. Vikos ikarim, and the drink of ikarim. So ikarim, the Rav explains that they would take a sap from a tree, and also a leaf from a different plant, and other things, and they would crush it together and put the dirt into wine. And an isha that was a zava would drink 3 cups, and she would have a refuah. Now the Mishnah, though, says, why can't you drink this? Mipnei shehen liroka. Because this was also used for jaundice. But the Rav says, but the problem is that when one Olenu has jaundice and they're yellow, if they would drink this stuff, they would become sterile. They wouldn't be able to have any children after this. That's why it was called Kosi Karim. So it had, like the Taisha Santif explains, it had 2 functions of Rufua. One is for a Zava. It seems that the Zava didn't become Ikara. It was also called Kosi Karim because although it would heal somebody that had jaundice, Chazal wanted them to know the name of this medicine because it caused a different problem somewhere else because it would make them sterile. Nevertheless, one shouldn't drink this on Shabbos because it's obvious that he's doing it for refuah. Aval Shoyse, who made the kolam litzmo, but one is allowed to drink, made the kolam that we said, which was used to loosen bowels. If one is very thirsty and he's just drinking it for thirst, not for refuah, he is allowed to drink it for his thirst. V'sach shemeni karn shalolerfu, and he's also allowed to anoint himself for pleasure, not for refuah. He can take this oil of the karim, and instead of drinking it, he can smear it on himself for pleasure, not for refuah. That's the way the Rav learns this.